With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. More than 100 personnel were added to the observation fire southwest of Hamilton since yesterday. A total of 526 people are fighting the fire, including the crews of 8 aircraft, 21 fire engines, 15 bulldozers, and 7 water trucks. Today, the Forest Service says engines will be visible within the community, familiarizing themselves with roadways and structures to be ready for initial attack operations in support of rural fire departments. Public Information Officer Ann Riz-Sikora.
They're familiarizing themselves with the streets so they know how to get around. If they need to assist the rurals with any fire activity, because it is 4th of July, they're going to be there. They're going to be an extra support for those rural fire districts.
Forecasters are calling for lower temperatures than in the last few days, but dry, and winds are expected to be strong. 4 Montana counties have been placed on drought alert. The counties include Glacier, Teton, Ponderay, and the northern portion of Lewis and Clark. The alert means those counties are now being monitored under the Montana Drought Response Plan and provide a warning that conditions could deteriorate. Authorities are investigating after someone broke into the Smith Valley Fire Hall and set fire to a rescue truck that caused extensive damage. The Daily Interlake reports the truck was a total loss and a nearby engine had serious damage, which could slow response to emergency calls in the area. The fire department still has its main station at another location, but the loss of gear will impact the entire department. A judge has determined the public has a 5-foot easement to access the Ruby River on either side of the Sealer Lane Bridge south of Twin Bridges. The Billings Gazette reports the ruling by District Judge Lauren Tucker comes in a 12-year fight over efforts by an out-of-state landowner to block access to the river where it flows through his property. The state's 1985 stream access law says streams capable of recreational use may be used by the public up to the high water mark, regardless of stream bed ownership. In 2012, Judge Tucker had ruled that there was no easement created by public use to access the bridge. The Supreme Court returned the case to Tucker in 2014 to determine the limits of public use. Managers have started releasing more cold water from a reservoir in northern Idaho for endangered Snake River sockeye salmon, following a year where 99% of the run died due to lethally hot water. Bumping up the amount of 43-degree water released from Dworshak Reservoir on the North Fork Clearwater River is expected to keep water temperature at Lower Granite Dam on the Snake River under 68 degrees. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant.